We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We share these words responsively. These words were written by David after we believe he sinned grievously with Bathsheba. And this was the peace that he received from God, these words and the forgiveness God gave. Let's share these words together. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And I will lead me with the Holy Spirit.
Having shared those words, asking for a clean heart and renewal from God, we do that exact thing by confessing our sins. Let us take a few moments and confess our sin to God, our merciful Father. Gracious God, we come before you, laying the burden of our sin at the foot of your cross. We openly acknowledge our failure to follow your plans for our lives. We have stumbled and fallen in our service to you. We have placed our agenda ahead of yours. We have been shallow in our love toward those you have placed in our path. Cry out for mercy, trusting in your promise to forgive us, through the love of our Savior, Jesus. Amen. God has heard your cry for mercy and fulfills his promise to save and deliver you. Lavishing his grace upon you in Jesus, he enables you to love and forgive as he first loved and forgave you. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son willingly endured the evil of sin and death at the cross for our redemption. Grant to us the goodness of our Savior so that we are not overcome by evil, but that we overcome evil with good. Through the same Jesus, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.